It is time to check our forecast. And Dan Henry is in the Weather Center this morning. Good morning.
Well, hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, we'll get to our local weather, but you live in Florida, right?
That I do, yes.
All right. So I wanted to talk to you about the update, the latest update on, Fiona?
It's actually Hurricane Ian is the one bothering us right now.
All right. Now, you know what? Have you noticed? Do you watch TikTok at all?
You know, not a whole lot, but some of the famous ones, they kind of come across my feed, I guess.
There's a lot of regular people now that are playing meteorologists, and they're putting up the postings from like the National Weather Service and stuff, and predicting what's going to happen. I prefer to get my information from somebody that's got a degree and does this as a living. So anyways, let's talk about the threat to Florida and either the Gulf states or else also the East Coast with this hurricane right now that everybody's talking about.
Yeah, sure thing. So as of 5 o'clock, the latest advisory, the latest full advisory with the new cone and everything, Ian is now a hurricane, sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. You need 74 or higher to be considered a hurricane. So just barely a Category 1, but expected to strengthen and expected to do so quickly as it approaches the western tip of Cuba. And the center of circulation is fairly close to the Cayman Islands, that's south of Cuba and west of Jamaica. And the storm is unfortunately moving to the northwest now at around 14 miles per hour. The minimum pressure down to 983, that's a pretty strong central pressure for just 75 miles per hour. And the cone of uncertainty is tightening up as it does when you have the time before landfall, now just a couple days out. And basically anywhere from around Port Charlotte and Charlotte Harbor in southwest Florida around to, let's say, the middle of the panhandle are all in the cone for possible direct impacts from the center. But, of course, the storm is not just a point. It's a pretty wide storm, and it's going to continue to blow up in size as it nears Florida, partially because of the warm water that lies ahead of it, and that's why it's expected to become a Category 3 or Category 4. But also, there's a cold front that's going to be, you know, kind of adding extra uncertainty to the forecast. How Ian interacts with this cold front is going to say a lot about how strong it is and where exactly it gets placed, because a difference of just 50 miles either way, Marshall, is going to make a huge difference for the shallow waters off of the Tampa Bay coastline. So, you know, the difference of 50 or 75 miles, which is a blip, you know, in the forecast models, that's all the difference in the world between, you know, just a rain with a name, so to speak, and a little bit of a little higher tide. And at the worst end right now, over a foot of rain and 8 feet of storm surge possible for some folks on Florida's west coast.
Now, I know I've got friends that live on the Panhandle, the Redneck Riviera. So it looks like right now they'll get a pretty good hit from it right now.
You know, it's funny. I lived in Myrtle Beach briefly, and they called that place the Redneck Riviera as well. So I guess there's a couple of them. Lucky them. But, yeah, well, you know, the Panhandle is looking a little – things are looking a little bit more optimistic depending on, you know, exactly where you're talking. Because with regards to a hurricane, the worst side of it's going to be on the right-hand side for a northward-moving hurricane because, you know, it's a counterclockwise rotation. So it's going to be pushing the water up toward the coast on the right-hand side of the storm and pulling it back from the coast in the left-hand side. So the Panhandle actually looking like they're going to miss the worst of it, especially toward, you know, if you're talking about where Hurricane Michael made landfall near Panama City, they're going to likely miss the worst of it by, you know, a little bit of a margin because the computer models are kind of honing in on a Tampa Bay to Nature Coast, Big Bend region sort of center.
Well, that's what, I was just thinking as you were talking Tampa Bay, it then sounds like it's good. It's in the center target point.
More or less right now, yeah. But the good thing is some of the models just this morning have kind of kept the storm just kind of tiptoeing offshore. So definitely hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst here and not paying too much attention to any one, you know, computer forecast model because it can and will change with Cuba still in the way. We'll see how that impacts things. And, you know, this front, we'll see what happens. But right now we've got a Category 3, Category 4 that's coming way too close, and we're going to definitely keep preparing. It's not our first rodeo down here.
Now, there's other hurricanes on the map, right? Or tropical depressions?
Only hurricane right now is Ian, and actually only named storm right now is Ian. Fiona made landfall over the weekend and late last week up in Canada, Nova Scotia and Newfoundland. And then we also had Gaston and Hermine out in the, call them fish storms when they're, out there in the central and eastern Atlantic. So those are actually all dissipated now. And we do have one area that we're watching long term has a 50% chance of development in the central Atlantic. Some computer models are developing this. I won't really get too worked up about it until we see more consistency there. 50-50 chance of development with that in the central Atlantic. But definitely, at least in Florida, all eyes are on Ian right now.
All right, so let's take our eyes and bring them up the East Coast to our area. First of all, any of those remnants of Ian will wind up coming up here with rain?
Outside chance, a little bit of that energy from Ian could get sort of ejected toward, New England. I think most of it's going to go offshore sooner than that, so I'm not really too worried about it. But if it were to happen, it would be in the weekend forecast towards Saturday night and Sunday. Anytime soon, no. And I would not mind being up north with you guys because really not too bad. Very nice fall-like weather up there. Scattered light shower possible today, but otherwise partly cloudy, low 70s on this Monday. And then tonight, partly cloudy, seasonably cool, near 50. So average low 49, right where we should be. Tuesday, mix of sun and clouds, near 70 in the afternoon once again. And then a little cooler Tuesday night, partly cloudy and brisk, upper 40s. For the extended forecast Wednesday, mostly sunny, brief afternoon sprinkle possible, mid 60s. For a high, so some sweater weather, and same goes for Thursday, mostly sunny and feeling like fall, 60 to 65 in the afternoon.
All right, so we covered all the bases. So did you watch that football game with Tampa Bay yesterday?
You know, I was pretty fortunate I was actually at that game.
Oh, you were? What a game. I mean, it came right down to the end where Brady was trying to get that two-point conversion.
You know, what's funny is we left before that because, my girlfriend's a Packers fan, and we thought we had it in the bag, and it's Tom Brady. You can never count him out, even when he's got his top three wide receivers out injured, and then he just drives down the field after couldn't move the ball all game, and then with 2 minutes left in the clock, moves it all the way down the field and almost wins it. And we were outside, and we were frantically running up to the TV in the concourse area trying to watch, but... at least the Packers did hold on. A little bit more of a Packer. We're a little bit more Packers fans than Bucks fans, I have to say.
All right. Well, you had a good day for it anyway. And congratulations to your household because Brady played well if you like Tampa Bay. And the Packers, they got the win if you like the Packers.
Absolutely.
A happy wife makes a happy life.
Isn't that true?
All right. Well, hey, it's great speaking to you. You have one more Monday left?
Oh, I think you're stuck with me for a couple more.
Okay, a couple more. All right. Well, it's always great to speak with you, and good luck with the hurricanes, and we'll speak to you next Monday.
Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it, Michael.
Take care. That is a check on our tri-state forecast this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio, and a bird's eye look at the hurricane because Dan, of course, lives in Florida and gave us a bird's eye listen to about the hurricane.